When looking at the Declaration of Independence, we note that it states the laws of nature and nature's God, that we receive our unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, as our forefathers sought out the supreme judge of the world to implement his divine providence to establish the Declaration of Independence. Now that's interesting. We also know that our forefathers, 28 of them were Episcopalians, 8 of them were Presbyterians, 7 Congregationalists, 2 Dutch Reformed, 2 were Lutherans, 2 Methodists, and 2 Roman Catholics. 1 was unknown, and 3 were claimed to be deists, which evidence does not support. We also know that out of the 15,000 writings, letters, diaries, sermons, and other works that were written by various leading Americans from 1760 to 1805, 34% of these quotations in the framers' writings directly came from the Bible. But what preceded our forefathers? Have you ever heard of the Mayflower Compact? This was the governing document of Plymouth Colony. You ever heard of the Plymouth Rock? Or the Mayflower, that famous ship? It was written by separatist Congregationalists who called themselves saints. Later, they were referred to as pilgrims or pilgrim fathers. They were fleeing from religious persecution by King James of England. So let's look at their Declaration of Independence. It was called the Mayflower Compact. In ye name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by ye grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland King, defender of ye faith, having undertaken for ye glory of God and advancement of ye Christian faith and honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant ye first colony in northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, for ye are better ordering and preservation and furtherance of ye ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for ye general good of ye colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod ye 11 of November of ye reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, ye 18th and of Scotland, ye 54th, Anno Domini 1620. Folks, it's also interesting to note, across the field from where the famous Plymouth Rock and the Mayflower landed is something called the Matrix of Liberty. Now, for those that have not seen the Matrix of Liberty, I'm about to give it to you. It's an octagonal statue. On one portion of this statue is something called Faith. It is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock. She is holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. The pilgrims were children of the Reformation, with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom. Hence the star of honor on her forehead. Hammett Billings, the architect, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power." On another portion of the statue is Morality. Morality is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On the one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven. And on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Another portion of the statue is none other than Education. Education is a draped woman pointing
at
to
the
a book.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community. And I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Recently.
Boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. Cool? Yeah, I'm a little wound up. I did a show this morning with Caleb Callier in Oregon. Cool guy. Did a whole hour interview. And I'm just kind of lit for the days ahead. I really am. Because, like Thomas Paine said, he said, we have an opportunity to make the world anew. Do you know, Americans, that the documents are already in place? It's not like we need new ones. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, right? We already have everything that we need. We need to restore it by being the law under God so we can restore our rights, right? We want to procure righteousness unto us from heaven. We don't want to procure a curse any longer, and that's in fact, what we've seen here quite too long. I wanted to show you something really quick. And by the way, if you want to check them out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to the page. Also, you'll find us there on social media platforms where I'm at right now. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also, go to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. I want to show you something here because this is crazy. So yesterday, I had addressed some of the issues that are going on in this country, and I'm going to continuously do it. I don't care if the whole world's mad at me, Psalm 27. That's fine. In this, I'll be confident, just like King David was. But I posted this. They chose new gods. Okay? And it says, then there was war within the gates. I mean, apparently this guy right here that responded, he knew more than everybody else did. And he had said that this verse is not referring to our time. And I'm like, are you kidding me, dude? They chose new gods. Hey, folks, are they trying to establish mosques in the United States of America? A huge increase since September 11th, by the way. Are they trying to bring in what they call their God? You know, I said it yesterday. I said it the day before, and I'll say it 1,000 times over. If their God was God, then why are they coming to the United States of America? They're coming from war-torn nations, right? And so in light of that, this guy says to me, this verse has not referring to our time. The word of God is immutable. Even the words of prophecy, they're for no set time. They're applicable to all of us and concerning of all time. God is immutable. He's unchangeable. How is this not applicable to what's going on here? Because when you start to see foreign gods establish themselves within the United States of America, what are you seeing within the halls of government right now? Let's just talk about Islam, for example. While we see over 90 Muslims being infiltrated into American government today, what is their purpose? Is it that they're here to assimilate, or are they trying to conquer? Isn't that their history? And the Lord uses these people during a time of judgment. He uses them in their hands as a tool to judge a nation. Look at the book of Isaiah and king of Assyria. The Lord used him as a tool, as his servant, like he did Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Jeremiah, right? And then what he does is he judges a nation, then he turns around and he judges them harsher than the way that they were used to judge his own people. But we have all these mosques going up in the United States of America. Why are the American people at odds with all of that? Because they know what they're here to do. So what's happening? Spiritual warfare and a natural carnal warfare is beginning to take place in our country. We're seeing it in the state of Minnesota right now. So what happens is when the people choose to allow them, those gods, to remain here, which are not gods, what does the Bible say? Then there was war within the gates. They're creating a warfare. Isn't that right? Well, Dennis here, he's a real wise guy, real smart. He knows his word like nobody's business. Sarcasm. Yes, I'm being facetious. But it doesn't apply to our times. I am blown away. The word of God is applicable to every facet of our lives all day long. And it's still applicable to every facet of our lives. Personally, our neighbors, our communities, our cities, our nation. Folks, it's applicable to all that we are in this life. It's an instruction manual to show us where it is that we are to go for all things. And it always goes back to him and his son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't know where he's coming from, man. I mean, it blows me away. But see, this is where people come in and they say, well, you know, there's freedom of religion. Yeah, they're afforded asylum here, but they're not afforded to come into America and reestablish who we are upon our Christian foundation. And that's what people need to understand. Here, let me show you something. You guys seen this yesterday. I want to play it again for you because this happened at the Republican, the guys that are sold to you as the good guys, don't exist constitutionally again. Just want to make clear everybody understands that, especially the new guys and the new girls coming over. But we have Harmet Dillon, who delivers a sick prayer at the close of the RNC's first night. I want you to see this again because, again, Dennis wants you to believe that it's not applicable. But what are they doing at the RNC? And what's crazy about it is you think that what they call the Democrats, which doesn't constitutionally exist, is terrible because they're trying to get rid of God off their platform. Well, what's the difference between them trying to establish what they call a new God and establishing no God? Hey, folks, they're bringing the same curse, Jeremiah 17:5, okay? And the fact of the matter is all the good guys and all the people that are supporting their political parties that both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington warned us of, apparently the American people don't quite understand that yet. And what I want you to see is I want you to see this prayer that was given unto the RNC concerning her God, who she calls the God. No. Her God is not the God. She's in our country who established this country under God.
The heinous attack on President Trump and his supporters made all of us
pause. And I'm thinking of Psalm 33:12.
Seek answers and comfort.
Okay, so let's go ahead and just go ahead and take a look at what happened at the RNC so you can see for yourself concerning what they're trying to establish. This is the Republican National Convention, just to show you the nonsense they're promoting.
Giving thanks to God and asking for his protection.
Okay, she's talking about God.
To uphold the values of humility, truth, courage, service, and justice for all. To show respect, we cover our heads when we pray.
Okay. Harmet Dillon giving her benediction. Is she calling upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ? This is the Republican National Convention. All of you good guys that are brainwashed into believing that they actually exist, this is what you're giving way to. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to come right back to this because there's a point I need to make concerning what is happening here. You have a new VP pick, right? Guess what his wife is? Oh, I'll tell you in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
I'm an award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking.
These are all educational videos for you, friends.
Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists?
Telling you the truth.
Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues.
Read Exodus 32, folks.
Tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country
great. Our country's under attack. We're being destroyed.
Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver.
Gold and silver is Mike's answer. Oh, my goodness. Can't make it up, can you?
My values.
You can't.
Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA.
These are available at sonsofliberty.media.com. Thank you for the order I just seen it. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your trust.
Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now.
First the heart, then the head, then the armor.
That's 800-385-4653.
Every order goes out the following day except Saturday. You get your orders within 3 to 5 days. We say 2 to 3 in most cases, coast to coast. Cool. Get with one of these every order. We'll be right back up in a second. Okay. So let's go ahead and do this. Let's just resume where we left off with Harmeet Dhillon, who was given the opportunity to pray in America, acknowledging a false god at the RNC. Now, again, I want you to all understand the reason people go to Washington, D.C. is because they want to know who is responsible for establishing what it is that we have. And that's why you see the Lord's fingerprints all over everything, and not just in D.C. Okay? Let's continue on here. This again, is the RNC. Okay, and they want you to believe they're the good guys. I mean, pretty weird in a Christian nation. Weren't we told not to have any other gods? No, as a matter of fact, the Lord said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Solomon got in trouble for this nonsense, folks. Okay, so what they're doing is they're handing your country off.
Our one true God.
One true God, she called her God. Well, you know, one true God, if that's the case, then what are you doing here? I don't understand that. I don't understand what people don't understand about this. And if you let this go on in America, friends, you're going to have war. Oh, yeah, folks, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. But it's exactly what's happening right now. In Minnesota, I shared this, I believe it was yesterday. But what's interesting, friends, to note is that the Muslims are opening up session concerning what takes place down at the Capitol. What do you think is going to happen? They just established a flag that resembles the Muslim flag. What do you think is going to... Oh, by the way, the people in the state of Minnesota renounced it. Okay, so you're already seeing the warfare here, but you got to ask the question why the powers that be are tolerated by the people in the states. because they're the ones that are selling you out. And at the end of the day, they're being used by the Lord to do so by bringing judgment. That is something nobody can dispute. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Okay? Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there right now that are being told about J.D. Vance and how great of a guy he is. I know, taking him for face value once again, just like every other candidate that's given to the American people. They learn the lesson from one that goes out and tells the people what they want to hear. They see what happens when they get into office, how they played the Judas against them, Luke 22, 48. And then another one comes on the scene, and instead of correcting themselves, they take on the next politician that they want to worship. Some will say, well, that's just not the case. It's absolutely the case. And it's the people that are being delivered up by the powers that are tolerated that continuously prop up the establishment that everybody claims that they're sick and tired of, right? Well, it comes back to J.D. Vance, too. And now this is the guy that sold to the American people is Donald Trump's pick. Have you seen old J.D. Vance? I just want to ask you, have you seen him yet? No. This is him. This is him and his Hindu wife, Usha, who's an evident handler of J.D. Vance for the British Pilgrims Society. Now, things are getting weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder, but have we ever had a candidate that has been just given to the people by the powers that are tolerated without the promotion of the mainstream media that is actually proven through and through that he was what he said he was? No, we haven't. No, we haven't. As a matter of fact, this is the great wonder of the age today, especially in the present, that the American people haven't learned their lesson. Well, they haven't, because now they're praising J.D. Vance. And the fact of the matter is, look who he is. Of course they have handlers. The president of the United States of America is not supposed to, but of course he has handlers, friends. Are you kidding me? And why is this happening? Well, it goes back to what, again, Mr. Daniel Webster said, our destruction, should it come at all, will be from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. Anybody ever notice that the problems start when they depart from the Word of God? Let me say that again. Has anybody ever noticed that the problems start when you depart wickedly from the Word of God? Yep, I did too. Let's go over to his brother or his cousin, one of the two, Noah Webster, and let's just type in all miseries and see what it has to say. Oh, there it is. Yep, exactly what I was looking for, of course. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and here it is, war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. That's right. So when the people depart from the Word of God, that's when the trouble starts. And instead of returning to the Lord and letting their own backslidings correct them, as it tells us in the book of Jeremiah, they keep going on and tempting and daring the justice of God. That's why we're in trouble today. Oh, I wanted to share one more thing. And yes, I'm being a little facetious right now, but this is the kind of stuff you just can't make up. You ready for this? So when did this this alleged attempt on Donald Trump's life take place? It was just last week, wasn't it? I'm asking. It was just last week. I'm asking, right? It was just, I believe it was Saturday. Am I right? Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. Isn't it interesting? Doesn't anybody think that this is kind of odd that all the politicians are spoiling the people and they're reaching out to the people for support right now concerning these times, outside of the fact that Donald Trump has already raised hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of those that are claiming that he gave up everything to serve the people? I'm just asking again. You know, I don't want to offend any of your idolaters out there. No, last thing I want to do is do that. No, absolutely not. If you're one of them, you need to repent. This is how problems start with political idolatry. Acts 12:22. You ready for this, folks? I hope so. This just happened last week. People are asking the questions. By the way, a lot of people across the boards that are sound in doctrine, for the most part, are beginning to dissect what allegedly happened last week, and almost every single one of them, as a matter of fact, I haven't seen one that hasn't questioned the narrative yet, has said that this is very weird. It seems staged. These alleged Secret Service agents, there's video out there now showing you who they are. They seem like a bunch of crisis actors. that had no idea. They didn't even know how to holster a gun. But Americans, you're supposed to know all this. And I guess there was two shooters now. It's taken, what, 3 days for them to come out and actually acknowledge that? And yet the snipers, they had over 20 minutes of their eyes on this alleged sniper before, and they were told down. They were told to stand down on the order. Hey, folks, let me just say this because I was asked this morning on my interview, you know, concerning the whole thing. Are you buying this? No, I'm not buying it. No, they needed the ratings because their ratings were so bad. The networks were suffering. The last debates between Trump and Biden, the only ones delivered up in spite of the thousand that are being ignored right now concerning presidential candidates, it was so bad that they were losing ratings. They needed to pull the people back. So what did they do? Well, that's why people are questioning it, right? Well, it gets even weirder. I mean, I showed you some pictures last week of the alleged sniper that tried to kill Donald Trump, right? That's what we're told by the mainstream media. For some reason or another, he was dead and he had dried blood all over his face. And then we started to question some of the things concerning Brian Chauvery over there at Health Impact News, who had correspondence between Secret Service, and they were talking about getting ready, getting ready, getting ready. And now they're pulling videos out of the people that were around there, how they kept looking over at the sniper, and so was Donald Trump. I'm just saying, folks, this is the information that's come out. But what gets even weirder is this. Look at this, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. Trump is now selling sneakers with him on it, fight, fight, fight. I mean, this is insane. J.D. Wolfe reported Trump started profiting off this act of political violence before contacting the widow of a man killed in the attack. I'm just curious. How does anybody for real miss an assassination, get his ear shot off? By the way, people aren't buying that neither, for the record, just so you know. From a short distance, they're saying, how did this guy miss? But aside of that, what is crazy about it is the seriousness, if this was actually a genuine assassination attempt, how a guy could turn around and try to make money from it by putting himself, nobody does it better than Trump, right? Just ask him, he'll tell you. That's what narcissists do. Read Isaiah 14. But what's crazy is people are saying, how did they make this many shoes? How are they sold out already? And how is it that they have them on the market in such a short amount of time? Donald Trump is now selling, and was it legitimate? How do you take a guy like this serious? How does anybody take this serious? And yet, when you look at the mainstream networks right now, isn't it interesting how they're all unified pushing the agenda? And when they're not all pushing the same narrative and pushing the same agenda at the same time, then what are they doing? They're putting pits and wedges against the people, constantly fueling the narrative that does not constitutionally exist. Americans, if you're buying this and you can take this guy serious, again, you deserve exactly what you're getting. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world
We'll do it
today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed
newspaper. Hey guys, if you order one of these, just make sure that you do not put them in the dishwasher.
Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is
resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, Romans 12:21.
Instead, we tell you
which proceeds Romans 13.
Check us out.
I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you some things so people can understand how the two run together.
ChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just trying to get people to understand what's going on here. And, you know, we have no king but King Jesus in this country, period. And I know people as well, they just don't understand how all of this works. And I want to show you so you can see it for yourself. Because what I'm going to show you is most people have never seen this before. Well, you're going to get a good taste of it today. You can rest assured. And what I'm thinking about is how the two sciences run together. And what am I talking about? Well, James Wilson, because people always try to separate the two, right? Let's put them together so you can understand the institution of government for a moment. Again, I want to solidify you. I want to put your feet on the rock. Read the end of chapter Matthew 7 when you get a moment. James Wilson, Lectures on Law, 1790 to 1791, said, "Far from being rivals or enemies, they are not at odds with each other. Religion and law are twin sisters." Now, it's interesting because when you look above the heads of those that serve we the people in their buildings, their capitals, their Supreme Court buildings, whatever the case might be, the municipal courts, whatever, what is it? You always see Moses and the Ten Commandments. You always see on the preambles as to who established the government. And it's not the government. It's not the government that you see today that's supposed to be ruling the roost. No, it's the church that we are together to be leading as we follow the Christ. That's why our forefathers used the flags, appeal to heaven, and no king but King Jesus, okay? Nobody can get away from that. Now, I want to bring them together, but I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this first and foremost so you can see what I'm going to show you next. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law, talking about Christianity, they're together. I know people like to separate law from the Old Testament from the New Testament, make distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. But Christ never came to abrogate the moral law, never. Matthew 5:17. Folks, my goodness, read Romans 3:31. No, Jesus came in to explain it, not to abrogate it, to do away with it. And if he came to explain it, we better listen to it. And over again, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see the Lord saying, what does the law say? What does the law say? He's bringing what? That law as a schoolmaster to bring them unto himself, where they can be justified by faith, right? You don't lose the law. No, you'll magnify the law. The people have it backwards. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, 8, 10, 10, 7 of Hebrews. Read them when you get a moment. He was also a preacher of circumcision, Romans 15, 8. You'll find that as well, okay? Now, what I want you to get here is that Wilson said during the time of our founding era, sorry about that, my voice is breaking. He said that they're not rivals. They're not enemies. Christianity and law are twin sisters, of course. They're mutual assistance, of course. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. I love how people talk about trust the science. They don't think it through. In most cases, trust the science. In other words, they're saying, trust, like, for example, the last 3.5 years. Trust Anthony Fauci. Trust the medical industry and the big pharma companies that were going out of business prior to this crisis they created. Trust Bill Gates, who instantly and out of nowhere becomes an expert on vaccines. Trust the WEF and the WHO and the CDC, who's under investigation in 2015. Just trust all of that. Science is the creation. It's the study of what God has created. Oh, and P.S., politics is the science of government, and science within itself is studying the creation. That's why it should bother you when you hear people talk about how scientists, they try to basically blow themselves up with the removal of the Lord. It's like, wait a second. Okay, so you're trying to discredit the Lord, yet what you're doing is making a discovery of what he's created. Okay. I'm not going to get confused, but that's what they are. They're confused. Okay, so just putting that into perspective, we can see that they run together. God gave government. Read the Declaration of Independence. Go to the Mayflower Compact, which we're going to do right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to go there. And I want you to see this because, again, most people have never seen this before. I was preaching at Liberty University, doing a law class there, and this was probably, I'm guessing, 8 years ago. And it was the first time we've been in Massachusetts, and what we've seen was the Matrix of Liberty. Matter of fact, I have her right here, this octagonal statue. I have this stuff in front of me for the very memorial in the establishment of who we are as a people. It's an octagonal statue. It's pretty cool. But do you know what that's, or what's on this octagonal statue? Most people don't know. Just to further solidify the point which I'm making right now, did you know that this octagonal Matrix of Liberty, did you know it was between this statue and it was between Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty? The Statue of Liberty somehow or another won out. I don't know why. I mean, not that she isn't cool looking, right? As long as we don't put her in the face or in the place of Christ in any sense of the word. It's secondary to Christ. Put that up against Matthew 6:33. Okay? But when you go over to the Matrix of Liberty, showing you who you are, not what they want you to believe, because there is absolutely no separation. God ordained the institution of government, period. Exodus 18:21, and he appointed righteous men, 25 of Exodus 18, okay? So when you look up at it, what do you see? Most people don't even know it's there. When I was at, what I was saying about Liberty University is when I was there, I asked the teachers there, the professors there, have you guys seen the Matrix of Liberty? Every single one of them told me no. I said, how can you not see the Matrix of Liberty? How can you not know what it's about? And yet you're a professor in these colleges. I didn't say it as a backhand. I was putting it to him as a question. But this is it right here. Isn't that crazy? This is the Matrix of Liberty. In what is on the Matrix of Liberty, they call it also the National Monument to the Fathers, to the forefathers. Okay? So it's a national monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, pay attention, their sacrifices, pay attention, their sufferings, pay attention, for the cause of civil and religious liberties. Wow. Isn't that crazy? How many have heard of it? Well, people that live right next door to it, even when we were there, it was very interesting because a guy was walking his dog around the Matrix of Liberty there in Massachusetts. And I said, what is that? I was just questioning to see how smart he was, right? He didn't know what it was. He had not a clue as to what it was. Again, this is why people are being destroyed today, Hosea 4:6, because they're not paying attention to what's right in front of their faces. You know, when it comes to politics, you do understand we're supposed to follow the Lord, not fallen man, right? See, the problem that we're having in government isn't that we have to create more laws. No, we don't need to create more laws. We need to get rid of man's laws and get back to God's ten commandments. And when we do that, that's going to eradicate, in obedience to the Lord, that's going to eradicate all of these other slavish policies that they mean to forge upon our hands and legs and our posterity. And we need to say no more, okay? So let's do this. Let's go over to Faith really quick. Faith is a 36-foot classically dragged female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock. Something you need to understand, this is about a block and a half from the Plymouth Rock. There's a rock right there. It has a replica of the Mayflower Mayflower, the ship. What's interesting is it has a little rock there. It says Plymouth Rock, 1620. Okay. It's about a block and a half away from this. Okay. So when you look at it, there's Faith. Okay. She's standing there with her foot on the Plymouth Rock. She's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. The pilgrims were the children of the Reformation. Listen carefully. Pilgrims were also called the saints. Okay, just educating people, they were also called the saints, with Christ as their mediator, 1 Timothy 2:5, and the Bible as their source of wisdom, right? Hence the star of honor on her forehead. The architect wrote, she looks downward as if those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power. Wow. It said a higher power, the Lord. I'm going to get to that in just a moment because we're going to go around this octagonal statue. It didn't say anything about putting your faith or you to look to a man. Our forefathers already taught us that lesson. Again, that's why the flags were no king but King Jesus, appeal to heaven. What they were saying, if you can hear it, is man has failed us. The curse has been brought because we trusted the man. Jeremiah 17:5. No more will we do that. We're going to make a separation. We're calling for independence. Okay, that's what they did. And they taught their posterity, me and you, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. We got these t-shirts available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, it's a great conversation starter, okay? But isn't it interesting that when we look at these and we take the time to actually know what they are, it gives a whole different meaning as to who we are. And it shows us, in fact, as to how we've been lied to. Okay, it's like taking a straight stick and putting up a crooked one next to it. Okay, the straight one is the word of God. The crooked stick is what man wants us to believe in, following him in the commandments of men, making void the commandments of God. But isn't it interesting that when you put a straight stick next to a crooked stick, it shows its deviation? That's all I'm doing here right now. Okay, here's another one. You ready? This one's morality. Morality is a woman holding a tablet. Are you ready for this? Holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her hand, her left hand, and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On one side of the throne is the prophet Moses, holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven, and on the other side is an evangelist writing a book. Wow. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? A prophet like unto me, I heard it, just hang on a second, a prophet like unto me, and I'm thinking of Deuteronomy 18:15, and that's what we're leading up to right now. I don't think people realize that Moses, the Lord told Moses that he was going to raise a prophet unto him, like him, and the Lord is going to require every word according to his mouth. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Schiff, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone.
Thank you,
this
ma'am.
Summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer.
I'm going to bring up something here for you in just a moment so you can see for yourself.
Two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I want to show you what's applicable, and I know what's happening here is sound because the Holy Ghost is the one leading to do it, Romans 8:14. But when you hear commercials about Jewish people or you see posts about the Jewish people, I want you to understand Jesus made distinction between them in John 8:44. Read John 8:44. What did he say? Make distinction. When you talk to the nominal, biblical illiterate, one that calls him a Christian today, which is not true at all. The fact of the matter is, folks, whenever they see the word Jewish, we praise God for the Jewish people. Oh, praise God for the Jews. Thank God for Israel. They just blindly go right behind it. And you know what happens? When I tell them to make distinction, what's your problem, Bradley Dean? Are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding. It's like, make distinction. That's all I'm saying. Oh, and in their minds, it's like, what are you talking about? Jewish people are Jewish people. No, they're really not. In Revelation 3:9, because I shout this out quite a bit, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not. What did the Lord say? Make distinction. He said, they lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. And if you look at Romans 2, it says this, it says the same thing in making distinction. It gives us directives to make distinction. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is his circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. In other words, what he's saying is they can do everything on the outside the right way. It doesn't make him a Jew, because if they're not one inwardly, they are not one at all. 2:28 and 29. And again, look at how Jesus is speaking to the Jewish people. Okay? Jesus' mother was Jewish. Okay? You know, my big brother was in part Jewish. Praise God. You know, but the fact of the matter is there's a difference between good ones and bad ones. What you're hearing right now is they're trying to lead you away in many ways to a Zionist form. Man-made. We took it on. We want you to believe this is who we are, and when in fact they are not at all. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When you talk about Israel, is it man-made, or are we talking about the Israel of God? Whoa, Bradley, you're confusing me. So I'm going to go online and I'm going to badmouth Bradley Dean because I don't know what he's talking about. Well, I make it as simple as I possibly can. I think people just don't want to hear it. But anyways, it is what it is, right? The life and times of Mr. Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. By the way, if you haven't heard, Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want people to understand something. We're going to get back to this. I got you for 6 more minutes. Concerning the matrix of liberty, I want you to understand something. When Moses was bringing the children of Israel through to the promised land, keep in mind in chapter 18, verse 15 and 18, I want you to hear this. It says, listen to what the Lord said through him. He said in verse 15, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken. Listen carefully to. Who is the Lord talking about? Well, let's go to verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass, verse 19, that whosoever will not hearken, listen carefully unto the words of Jesus Christ, which he shall speak in my name, I will require of him. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, Bradley, you know, you're putting things together that's all speculative. No, not at all. No. When you go over to the book of Acts, like unto me, what do I continuously say about the Old Testament and the New Testament? I constantly say the New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old. It is. It absolutely is. It tells us in Acts 3:22 and 23, a prophet shall the Lord thy God raise up unto you from among your brethren like unto me. To him shall you hearken in all things whatsoever. He shall speak unto you. Who are they talking about? Do I need to answer that, or do you already got it? I know my family online gets it. I totally get it. My spiritual family, they totally get it. But for the new guys that think, you know, maybe you know what you're talking about, or maybe you didn't know, who am I talking about? Jesus Christ. I mean, I can go back over onto the other side of that too, but for the sake of time, remember when the apostles were asked by Jesus, who do men say that I am? What did they say? One of the prophets of old. They said Jeremiah. They said John the Baptist risen from the dead. Whoa, really? Okay, I got Jesus all wrong. That's my point. I want you to get Jesus all right and quit allowing men, namely hirelings in the pulpit, to paint a picture that doesn't exist scripturally. That's all. Why? Because I love a little bit more than they do, maybe. I don't know. I mean, two who's been forgiven much loves much, right? I don't like when people misrepresent my Christ, and neither should you. You should be jealous over who he is. With a godly jealousy, like Paul was in the New Testament. Okay, so let's get back to this. Morality was a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments, revelation in her right hand. One on the side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven. And on the other side is an evangelist writing a book. Already covered that, right? Yep. Okay. What's the next one? Education is draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent what? Wisdom and youth. They didn't forget about their kids, Americans, like Americans have today, for the most part. Not everybody. What's the next side here? Okay, then you have Laws portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. Okay. His chair is supported by Justice, a woman with scales and a sword. Okay. And Mercy. So, folks, what I'm trying to get you to see is who we are, not what they want you to believe we are. Let's talk about Liberty. You see him right here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Look carefully. Okay, here, I'll put it up again. Liberty is a helmeted male draped with a lion skin. You can see the paw right on his right shoulder there. In his right hand and holding a broken chain in his left, the figures and niches on the sides of his chair represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny, a king laid low. These are meant to symbolize peace and resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown by its power. Whoa! Okay. What about the engraving? I want to know about the engraving. Let's get back to the engraving. The engraving's important, okay? Because I need to know what it says. What it says right here, and I want you to see it. This is the Matrix of Liberty in Massachusetts, right by the Plymouth Rock, a block and a half away. This was supposed to, it was between this and Lady Liberty that was supposed to take the position where the Statue of Liberty today resides, okay? Lady Liberty won somehow. Maybe they didn't want people to know too much as to who they are or where they came from. Jeremiah 6:16. But what does it say? The national monument to the forefathers erected again by a grateful people. And if we're grateful, we're going to do what? We're going to understand and live for what they died for, like we do as unto Christ in the spiritual. We'll also do it in the natural. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Also look at the lesson in 1 Corinthians 2:14 as well when you get a moment. But a national monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, their sacrifice, and their sufferings for the cause of civil and liberty, religious liberty, in which we have today. Folks, are you going to let that go? When I was doing the interview today, he asked why I do what I do. And I told him, I'm not going to allow men to fight, bleed, and die, giving me what I have today, only to stand by and watch a bunch of corrupt devils and minions of hell, John 8:44, desecrate their memories. No way. No way. It's not the history of the church. It's not the history of Christ. It's not the example that's been set forth. And if we want to hold on to the things that we have today, then we better understand that the history of the church is God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. But we have to first fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:2. Folks, I love you by what I do, and I will talk to you in 23 hours. And I'm sure we're going to have much to talk about even then. Again, Friday's coming up and coming, and it is coming quickly. But to say all that, to say this, folks, again, we love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.
It's a tall old tree and a strong old tree, and we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The sons.